Ich begrüße heute Abend alle Brüder und Schwestern.
I greet you all.
Die gekommen sind von nah und fern, um mit uns gemeinsam Gottes Wort zu hören.
To hear the word.
Möge der Herr Gnade schenken.
May the Lord give grace.
Dass er unseren Bruder stärkt.
That he strengthens our brother, giving him strength to preach his word. That we are all blessed. We greet also all those who are joining us online via the internet. May the Lord bless us together tonight. May he manifest his presence in our midst. May he speak to each one of us personally, making all things well. I think this is all our prayer. Let us start by singing two songs at the beginning. We start with song number four. Song number four. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Number four. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There is power in the blood. Would you be whiter, whiter than snow? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. Wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood, also tonight. As the second song, let us sing song number 5. What a friend we have in Jesus. Number 5. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. Thank you. I read us a word for introduction. From the Gospel of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. From verse 29. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, from verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Up to here, this word of God. What a mighty testimony of John. Now I've seen it myself, and I testify that this is the Son of God. We are grateful to God. Also, we may testify as witnesses, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We may testify that God was in Christ, reconciling the world with Himself. Each one of us, He has forgiven the sins. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He did it. We are grateful to God for it, for this mighty message. Also in our days, God has sent a man with a message which foreruns the second coming of the Lord, upon which we are waiting for. We are waiting for His coming. We are grateful. To us the message was preached. We have heard it, we believed it, and God revealed it unto us. Are we not grateful to God for His grace and for His faithfulness? Jesus Christ is the same, even tonight. John testified of it. He baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Even tonight he baptizes with the Holy Ghost. He heals the sick even today. He saves the lost and he delivers the captives. Are we not grateful for the victory of Calvary which he has given unto us? May the Lord come to his right also tonight, speaking to us, manifesting his presence, confirming his word. And together we want to ask that he gives strength to our brother, giving him strength as they, in the book of Acts, when they came together, they prayed, give thy servant strength and courage to preach your word. Stretch forth thine hand for healings. Let signs and wonders take place in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is this also not our prayer tonight? May the Lord help us all. Now, I ask that Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. Let us stand up for prayer. Great God, we are looking up to you, to the true one. And we know that from you comes the blessing. From you alone comes the knowledge, and from you alone the salvation was given. Please be merciful to us tonight at this place, and also worldwide, wherever people are hearing, watching. Lord Jesus, it's your grace which was given unto us. Great God, we glorify and praise you. Please give all grace here at this place. All who are present here, Lord, we ask you for your help. Lord, go from heart to heart. Touch each one of us. Lord, let everything take place for the glory of thy name. Once again we pray, give grace and let us hear your holy word. Lord, please, we pray together, Lord. Let every disruption be driven out of here. And let us be of one accord, heading for one goal, for the glory of thy name. Please, Lord, bless. We want to give you the glory and the praise. Amen. You may be seated. Before we give you the greetings, let us sing a couple of choruses. Let us start from this little booklet, from page 40. There are the choruses written down. Number 12, every day with Jesus is nicer than the day before. Number 12, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Number 5, we give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. Let us sing number 6. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Praise and thanks that we have sung this as a prayer, and it applies for all of us. We were all greeted already, those who were joining us online, and those who are joining us online, they are also sending greetings every time. I have here the greetings from Brother Gaudi, from a brother or sister from Romania, from a brother Tino, from a brother David, Brother Hiltamar, Brother Tabo. Sadly, they didn't give a city nor a country from which they are coming from. Then, from the USA, Brother Moses is greeting us. From New Zealand, Brother and Sister Anderson. From Australia, our Brother Lotika. From Armenia, Brother Sargis. And likewise, Brother and Sister from the Ukraine, Russia, Moldavia are sending greetings. And Bielorussia, our Brother Grazian from Israel is sending greetings. Brother Shinishar from Serbia, from the Czech Republic, Brother Tomas and Joschka from Finland, brother and sister Holviti, from England, brother Emmanuel and brother Richard, from Portugal, brother Oleg, from France, brother Inodi, from Switzerland, brother Baumgartner, from Germany, brother Müller and brother Martin, and from Belgium, brother Jan is sending greetings. From Italy, brethren Trabani are sending greetings. Gianfranco and Gerlando. From Kenya, brother Nyagi is sending greetings. From Cameroon, brother Amos. From Burkina Faso, brother Fare. From Zimbabwe, brother Chowawa. From Burundi, brother Daniel. From Zambia, brother Paul and John. From Mozambique, Mateusz and Noe.
Aus Uganda,
from Uganda, brother Elia.
Die
and the group
from
Biambakora, thanking for the equipment which they received, that they can listen to the services even better. From Rwanda, brother Chauffeur, brother Magisha, brother Deo. From the Ivory Coast, brother Isa, brother Ishmael, brother Yapi, and the church Yamasukro. From South Africa, brother Lupondo, Motika, Zulu, Sifamandla, Cecil, Elisha, Philemon, Aaron, Leonard, Bruce, Justin, and Bope. And finally, from the Congos, brother Eli, brother Gerard, brother Balthazar, Alberto, Chipa, Enoch, Lomboto, Mwamba, brother Mbie, brother Ngonga, brother Samuel. And right at the end, there are greetings with which brother Tati brought for brother Frank, because he met them personally, also from the Congo, brother Mois, Sam, George, Zeli, Alain, and Kasadi. These were 72 greetings. Brothers, sisters, you see the word is running and the building is also filled here. We can really be happy that we can be a part of what God is doing. Let us tune in, only believe, and then Brother Frank gives us the word. And thanks be unto the Lord for his grace and faithfulness. And I just briefly, I would like to greet all of you, those who were coming from the various countries, you from Finland, from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, a whole group from Poland, from the Czech Republic, Slovakia, many from Romania, from Austria, Switzerland, from France, from everywhere we are gathered here. We are grateful to the Lord God. Then we have special visit from Montreal, Canada. May God bless our beloved brother Andre. Then brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Whom else have we here from all the brothers who are here as visitors? Then today we have here a special visitor, the ambassador of the Republic of Congo, who is the boss in the embassy in the city of Berlin. He is in our midst today. We are just so grateful. Grateful with all our hearts. Then we have our brother who is working for the Urdu language. Brother Gil Noble is also here, and also all the translators. We are grateful to the Lord. Whom did we forget? Who would like to extend greetings? Brother Andre, whoever, just extending greetings. We are just so grateful, really grateful with all our hearts for that what God is doing right now. And today I would be interested in to know how many are here today for the first time. Please stand up. I had the impression that there are some here for the first time in our midst. Yes, everywhere. May God bless you in a very special way. Then we have a mighty report to give you from the last missionary trip to Bangkok, Thailand. And onward to the Philippines, to Manila. And this time, there were three brothers with me. Brother Tati was with me, Brother Miro was with me, and Brother Berndorfer was with us. It was just so nice that brothers could come with us to see what God is really doing all over the earth. It's of course the last message which we have to bring before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Did I forget the Switzerland? I hope not. The carpet which is lying here, it's a carpet from Switzerland. And you most surely it stood out to you that this building is renovated. Everything is new. Everything was renovated nicely. And our choir leader, Brother Schmidt Eric, he had great part in this renovation. And Brother Ziegler had also his part, Brother Adam Ziegler, and all who helped. And I thought by myself, I will read two verses from the dedication of the temple, where Solomon prayed in the presence of God, and the place was consecrated to the Lord. And also we today, we want to consecrate this place anew to the Lord, rededicating ourselves to the Lord, so that the rest of the time which remains for us, that it is really redeemed and that it is used for the Lord. It's written in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. And here chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Verse 20 and 21. Perhaps we should stand up for this prayer. Let us stand up. Second Chronicles, chapter 6, from verse 20 and 21. The prayer of Solomon. That thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night. This is also our prayer. Let thine eyes be open upon this house day and night, and especially in every meeting upon this house, upon the place, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, where you promised that you, thou sayest that wouldest put thy name. Then we read on. To hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Then verse 21. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people, not only of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place. Even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Lord Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are the God of David and Solomon, you are our God, and also we bring our prayer before your throne of grace. Also today, we have prayer requests. We have needs which we want to bring to you. Hear thou the prayers which are prayed at this place, ascending up to you, even tonight. May this day be consecrated unto you in a very special way. Beloved Lord, bless young and old, great and little, all. And we pray you, please speak, work, and bless. May everything be committed unto you, and we believe that you will bring it to pass. Blessed and praised be thy wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Probably this does not fit here, but nevertheless, I was asked to do it now. Everything is new, even the chairs are cleaned, and really, there's the wish was expressed that we in this building are not chewing gums, so that all chairs are not looking like as the chairs which had to be cleaned up. Please, let us use the mouth at this place to bring our prayers before the throne of grace and to sing songs, but not for private things. May God give us grace to it. Yes, we briefly mentioned the missionary trips. We're really blessed. And if one then hears from all over the world that we listened to the meeting in Bangkok or the meeting in Manila, we witnessed the meetings. It's just a gift from God that we can use the technique, the internet, and everything what is necessary, that we have it available for us, so that all can tune in and listen and watch. The Lord God, may He bless us in a special way. You all know, for the newcomers, it shall be said here once again, we have a direct commission from God in this very last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ to bring the last holy biblical message, just as it was preached 2,000 years ago in the first sermon. And then in the time of the apostles, in the book of Acts, it's reported. And then also in the epistles. When we were singing the chorus, only believe, I was thinking by myself to the meetings of Brother Branham. In every meeting, before the prayer for the sick, the chorus was sung in all the countries, in all the languages. Only believe. And as we all know, Brother Branham had a prophetic gift, but he had also a gift of healing. To him was said, right at his commission, he was told that as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. And both signs were in connection with the prayer for the sick, that God would show him in a vision who the person is, where it is coming from, and what the problem is, and the sickness, and so forth. And the Lord really confirmed the word on the spot. The blind received their sight. The cripples walked. They took their crutches away and they were walking. I'm always so thankful that I was an eyewitness of these mighty blessings of God, and that the Lord, from the first meeting on, God opened my eyes so that I could recognize this is a man of God. No one can do what is taking place here. The first commission, evangelistic, and the special gift of healing, and the visions which he saw in reference to the person for whom he was praying for. And he was referring to John chapter 5, verse 19, and he said, it's repeating now exactly the ministry which our Lord had at that time when he walked this earth. He could tell the people where they're coming from and who they are. And then it's written in John 5, verse 19, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, this the Son doeth likewise. And so Brother Branham, time and again, When the prayer line started, he said, you know, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for him. And then came the moment where the supernatural was manifested. And the ministry which the Lord has given unto him had drawn our attention to that what would then follow, namely the message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. And I read the 21 quotes. I like to read them very much. The statements where he said very clearly that it is the message which foreruns the second coming of Christ. And many times we have said it at this place. The Lord himself has given the commission to store in the spiritual food the time, the word for this time, with all the promises which belong to it, through Brother Branham, to store it in so that we can preach it and so that we can carry it into all the world. God used Brother Branham to bring the original alone biblical teaching, to put it anew upon the lampstand, and to bring the church back to the beginning, to the doctrine of the apostles, to the doctrine which is written in all of the New Testament. And we are grateful with all our hearts for it, because in connection with it, it was said that the message which the Lord would give, that this message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And this, of course, happened in the past 54 years. And we are all grateful for it. Where in all of history, where was something comparable that the message was carried into all the world in a couple of years? When was it? When? Of course, now, brothers and sisters, now we are very close to the end. But we have to remain sober and clear in all our decisions. But if we hear the news, the perplexity, and then the last news from the Middle East, in half an hour, we have blotted out Israel. When we see what is happening worldwide, but the Holy Scripture says, it foretells it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when they shall say peace and safety, only then sudden destruction shall come upon them. Despite of all the threatenings, despite of all the trouble, it will come to the point that a peace treaty will be made. And then we see, of course, when we look into the world, also now, the last two earthquakes in California, Brother Branham, he of course foretold that the San Andreas Fault, one day it will end up in the ocean, and that the tidal waves will reach up into the middle of the USA. And when one hears that right in California, in the region Los Angeles, 7.1 the quake was, And then one asks himself, how does it go on? What else shall happen before we lift up our heads? Because we know that our redemption is drawing near. And let us look in our own countries, everywhere, perplexity. But to the Lord God be the thanks. We are coming now to our biblical subject. It's just so mighty how God has led us by His grace throughout all these years. And I look back to 70 years in the kingdom of God. And since 1952, I'm busy with preaching of the Word of God. Since 1962, and even since 1966, and from one development, it came on to the other development. God, of course, took care of it, that everything happened at the right time. And so we are really looking back to all these years in which the Lord has helped. And I may say it before the Lord, not a single time I left the narrow way, despite of all the trials which no man had to, all the slander beyond any measure, but the Lord God always has given grace to remain faithful, to carry out the commission which He has given. Now, let me read a couple of verses from the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22. It's just so mighty how even in the last chapter of the Bible it speaks of the coming of the Lord and how the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and he let him that heareth say, come. In the last chapter, never it's written so often as in Revelation 22. And we're just so grateful that the Lord has made His word so great and precious unto us. Now, 1 week ago, Brother Borg read us in the local assembly. He read us the sermon, Respect. The sermon, Respect. Of the commission. Brothers and sisters, with this, everything starts. Reverence before God. Reverence before the Word of God. That one just lets the Word speak. And that one is aware of that the Lord Himself speaks through His word to all of us. Because the written word has, of course, become the living, the revealed word unto us by His grace. Here, in Revelation 22, in verse 6, it is written, Revelation 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done, take place. Just so mighty. These words, here it is written, these sayings, these words. I'm not saying this. This is written like this. These words which the Lord has given his holy prophets, his apostles, that he revealed unto them, these words are spirit and are life. And here we read, these words are faithful and true, 100%. We can really stand upon it. We can rely upon God and his word. The singers have sung a wonderful song. Faith is the victory which has overcome the world. And our Lord says, he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, from his belly rivers of living water will flow. And this he said of the Spirit which would come upon all who would believe. Brothers and sisters, let us believe with all our hearts. Even when it was emphasized that it was about the blood, Brother Borg, he underlined it anew. We not only read it in the Word, but we make our thoughts upon it. Where does it go back to? It goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the first blood was shed, the first murder took place, and the life is, of course, in the blood. The life is in the blood. And then our Lord had to come into a body of flesh and blood to shed his holy and precious blood for our forgiveness of sins which we committed, starting with the sin of unbelief and with all the transgressions. So when it speaks in the scriptures and in the songs, when it speaks of the blood of the Lamb of God, when it's emphasized, then it's about the kernel of the divine redemption which took place here on this earth. He who bypasses this bypasses forever God, because God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And Paul, he of course said it, that we received the ministry of reconciliation, to preach forgiveness, to preach. And we say it especially today to all the young people and to all the newcomers. I make the remark, in the last meeting on Sunday in Romania, there were, of course, probably more than 900 people gathered. And I was just led in such a way, at the end, I was addressing the young people. I think one third came to the front. Many tears were running down. Brothers, sisters, at this place, we are preaching God's word in such a way that all who hear the word from our lips, that they have and receive the grace to partake in the rapture. That they overhear one word, but that they are addressed by every word. And let us read it once again. These sayings are faithful and true. What can come from God? Of course, only truth. And our faith is anchored in this word, anchored in these promises. But here it is about more. It's about what God has done through the prophets, what he showed unto his servants, what he showed unto his people. You all know, in Revelation 1, it's written right at the beginning that the Lord has sent his angel to John to show his servant John everything what is happening in the plan of salvation, everything what is included. Brothers and sisters, every time when I read the chapters in Revelation, I just have to stop. I have to say, Lord, how much grace you have given to this man John on the Isle of Patmos. Not a studied man, a simple disciple of Jesus, the favorite disciple, the loving disciple of Jesus. And one doesn't know at all if he could write or read. But here he could read, and here he had to write. And that, what was revealed unto him, all the pictures, and that what was shown to him in visions, he just, it's just so mighty. To the Lord be the thanks. And by the same Spirit of God, which was upon the prophets, which was upon John on the Isle of Patmos, the same Spirit of God is at work and upon us in this prophetic age. And he leads us into the word of prophecy. And therefore, Peter could write already, we have a more sure word of prophecy, which we have it. It has come into our possession. We have it. To the Lord be the thanks for it. And we are settled in the Word, and we believe with all our hearts every word. Then it continues here. Send his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly take place. It must take place because God decided it. And it's happening, especially in our time. Now, verse 7, we read Revelation 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Now we know who speaks here. Who speaks here? And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord. I don't know whether you feel like I, but since the Lord God has revealed all the book of Revelation, we have become other people. We feel that we are on this side, yes, and we are then on the other side, that we are connected with God, that the Spirit of God lifts us over everything natural and puts opening our spiritual eyes so that we see on the other side and that we recognize and so that we can believe. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed. Again the word blessed. Blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book. Keeping it, holding fast to it. And in the moment we hold fast to it, then it has become our possession. Then comes the divine revelation to it. It's not with our head knowledge, but we have tread upon revelation ground, and we are grateful to the Lord God for it. As written here, blessed is he that keepeth the words of the prophecy of this book. Just go throughout all the churches. Go. Who is interested in the book of Revelation? Who is interested in these 22 chapters? And all the theologians who started to read it, they put it aside, this book, because they can do nothing with it until this day. Until today, they can do nothing with it. But God, in our time, He has sent a prophet so that we receive the understanding of the word of prophecy and the same Holy Spirit which was upon the prophets is upon us who we read and believe the word of prophecy, receiving it. Then we read in verse 10, Revelation 22, verse 10, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, not sealing it. So it's after the opening of the seals. Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. The time is here, very close. And therefore, that was Daniel still said, seal the book until the end time. It's really, it was revealed. And we may accept and receive, thanking God for it. Then verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. Just imagine. A repetition and repeated. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. This emphasis, behold, I come quickly. These words, when did these words have such a meaning as in our time? When? Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Then, verse 13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed and praised be our Lord from eternity to eternity. Before him was no one, and after him shall be no one anymore. Everything has its... Everything is in him. Then we read verse 17, which is very important for us. Verse 17. Revelation 22. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Here we have a special word, which in some Bibles, it's not translated properly. For instance, in the English, in the French one, it's really written. In some translations, it's written, not the word bride is written, but the word wife is written. And this really hurts. This just hurts. A wife doesn't say to the bridegroom, come. A wife is, of course, married a long time. And I just tell the brothers, I don't want to go into details here, but there are some important scriptures which in some translations are coming from the Vulgata, which is not written in the Urtext, in the Greek Urtext or original text. But for all the brothers, especially in Africa, in Abidjan, they are spreading now the doctrine, the teaching, that now the marriage takes place. And the rapture, after the rapture, there will be the marriage supper. May all these brothers just take to heart what is written in Matthew 25. Who wants to build a doctrine upon one scripture? Who? One needs at least two or three scriptures to set forth a Bible doctrine upon a safe foundation. And how is the last message? What is the last message before the return of the Lord? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Not my husband is coming because I'm married. No, as bride, the bridegroom cometh. May all brothers in all of Africa and all over take it to heart what is written. And also the Apostle Paul has of course said it in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 11, he wrote about it. I want to present Christ a chaste virgin, of course not a married wife. The brothers really should take their heads, and they should understand that a false spirit is upon them, and that they want to be something special with their special doctrine. No, come back to the Word of God. Start with Matthew 25, the last message, because there it is written right in verse 10, and those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. And who was addressed? Who? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. When a bride is married, then it's no more bridegroom, then it's a husband. I say once again, it makes me such pain that brothers are spreading doctrines, causing splits, and among the people of God cause nothing but havoc. He who is sent from God preaches the word of God in balance. Let us read on, and I just hope that this is enough for this subject. And his bride has made herself ready, and it was given unto her to be arrayed in fine white linen. Brothers and sisters, in this period of time, it's important that no false teaching comes forth, that nothing, and again, nothing is in the church and preached in the church which is not 100% correct, in alignment with all of the testimony of the Holy Scripture. God is very precise, and God is true in all his words, and he is faithful. That's how we read it. Therefore, once again, addressed to these brothers, it remains. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go ye out to meet him. And then it is written in verse 10, all who were ready went in together with him to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul wanted to present Christ a chaste virgin. What did Brother Branham what did he want to say with his words? What did he want to express? Namely, that now the church is united in such a way with the bridegroom as bride to be one heart and one soul on the inside, joined with him. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, also today, with all the visitors, the love of God among each other was never felt as now. Never, never. The love of God, more and more, it is manifested now. And one feels it, that the Spirit of God is at work in all of us. And that we say thanks to the Lord for everything what He's doing in our time and in us. Now, quickly, some more scriptures so that all get an insight, an understanding. Revelation 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Then verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. It's written, taking away. So, reverence before every word of God which we read and which we believe with all our hearts. Now, right to the end, verse 20 now. He who testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, what is it all about? It's about that we proclaim the whole counsel of God. It's about that we are all were born into this world, separated from God, being born as sinners. And that nothing is more sure than death unto us and the eternal separation from God, except unless we become believers, unless we receive the offer of grace from God, not blaspheming God with our own religions, but that we search the Holy Scriptures, what the Lord has done for us, for our salvation. And let us say it time and again, no one can live eternally unless he received eternal life by grace, by faith in Jesus Christ. This is just like that. The natural life we received when we made our first breath, and we were a living soul. But eternal life we receive when we make the divine breath, when we receive the Spirit of God, when our soul gets saved, when we receive new eternal life from God. Therefore, we time and again, in every meeting, we must point to it. It's not enough to look at what is written in all the book of Revelation and so forth, and only speak of the coming of the Lord and to preach about it. But really, all of us, we have to say to all, come to the Lord. Ask Him for forgiveness. Let a few tears drop. The first what comes upon us is that we are sorry, that we repent, that we repent, that we lived without the Lord. And then the Spirit of God comes upon us. He leads us unto repentance. And we say, Lord, here I am. I'm lost. But you are my Savior. And in that moment, brothers and sisters, and also you, young people, you, newcomers, beloved, in that moment where we call upon our Savior, and when we confess that you shed your life, that you shed your blood, if then not the tears are dropping, that we in the eyes of the Lord, that we are so precious in His sight, that He gave His blood, His life for us. If this doesn't bring us, that we say, Lord, who am I that you love me so much, that you did it for me? You suffered for me. You died for me. You shed your blood for me. Then the tears are coming. Then the tears are coming out of gratefulness, thankfulness that the Lord redeemed us, that He was merciful to us. I wished that such revival meetings, as we experienced them in the 40s and 50s, where really many tears were rolling down at every conversion, where people received and experienced the Lord calling upon Him. And I tell you, it belongs to it. Not just on the surface, oh Lord, I receive you now. No, no. The love of God is so deep, and the love of God connects and joins. And the love of God was manifested on the cross of Calvary. For God so much loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that all who believe on Him should not perish, but receive eternal life. That we just know, because of love, we were redeemed. We received forgiveness. And by faith, in the finished work of redemption, everything happened for us. And then faith becomes the victory which has overcome the world in you and in me. The world always wants to tell you something, not only to the young people, on all, but then the faith sets in, which has overcome the world. The worldly things are overcome in you and in me, that you can say with all your heart, out of conviction, you can then believe and you can say, my sins are forgiven unto me. I'm free. Christ has given me eternal life. I am free. That true thankfulness and worship is being given for that what God has given to us, that it's manifested by us, that we really acknowledge it. Let us summarize of what it is about today. The Lord God has given the promise, which we emphasize in every meeting, we have to, that He has sent a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, before the sun turns into darkness and the moon into blood, before the stars fall from heaven, God wanted, at the end of the time of grace, He wanted, in which we are still now, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. At the end of this day of salvation, before the day of the Lord comes, God fulfilled His promise. Brothers and sisters, let us receive it. Let us believe it by faith. Let us take it seriously, because God's word is true, and we read it here. The God of the Spirit of the prophets, that what God revealed to the prophets by the Spirit was also now revealed unto us. And also this became so great to me, that what our Lord said verbally was left to us in writing. Just think of it. In the four Gospels, everything what the Lord said here, there, everywhere, what He said with His mouth in all the chapters, everything was written down, and we have it in writing. For instance, I'm with you all the days until the end of the world. This He said with His mouth, but this was left to us in writing. Everything was left to us in writing. And we have the Word of God as a living testimony in our midst. Everything what our Lord has said verbally was written down in the Gospels. And that, what God has said through the prophets, in all the epistles, it was written down. God has really taken care for everything. And here belongs the emphasis that the written word has become again the living word unto us, as the Lord would stand now before us, speaking with us. That's how God's word became personally to us. We are addressed personally. And therefore, brothers and sisters, because it is like this, and because we are now so close before the second coming of Christ, and it's repeated in Revelation 22, we read it. Behold, I come quickly. Brothers and sisters, these words can be said very loudly here and repeated. That what our Lord said at the time verbally was written down. And we have everything, all of the Word of God, in all the fullness, God has left it to us. Let us say it once again. Dear brothers and sisters, God has really looked upon us in mercy. He has taken us out from all peoples and tongues and nations, calling us out. Solomon, in his prayer, he emphasized that the Lord has chosen Israel from all the nations for a testimony. And we can say today that God the Lord has taken the church from all peoples and tongues and tribes and nations, choosing her, and that all are hearing the last message, making their personal decision for the Lord. But here's the point. Both belongs together. The divine predestination has never happened against your will. God knew that you would accept what he wanted to give you. And therefore, he could predestinate his sons and his daughters, ordaining them that they will be with him for all eternity. And we are grateful that we can live in this most important period of time in history of mankind. Thankful. We are thankful for it, that he has given us grace, that we can believe the last message, passing it on into all the world. And I tell you honestly, brothers and sisters, it's one thing when we, for instance, read 2 Timothy 4. I've said it here before, a couple of times I said it. As Paul has admonished Timothy under an oath, I adjure thee, I charge thee before the living God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. It's one thing when Paul writes to Timothy, but when the Lord speaks with a loud commanding voice, saying, "My servant, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4, then everything is very different. Then not Paul is speaking to Timothy, then the Lord speaks to me. He speaks through his word to all of us. But I just wanted to say, in the moment where we are addressed personally, we know that we are meant, that we have been placed under an oath to preach only the holy and pure word of God. And I may say here, I may say everything is grace, but throughout all these years, I never presented or preached an interpretation or a false teaching or doctrine, but always the original word, preaching it. And as sure as our Redeemer was the word made manifest, and all the promises which were referring to him were manifested through him and by him, they became reality through him. So also we are the word bride, not only a church, but from the church the Lord takes out the bride. And there are 10 virgins, but only half of them will reach the goal. And we're just so grateful with all our hearts, that the Lord, in the course of all these years, he time and again, he has given us new instructions, and his presence was newly confirmed to carry out the commission which he has given. Throughout all the world, he confirmed it. Just think of it. Today, it's being translated in 15 different languages, and all the world can listen, and it's even translated on into other languages. Brothers and sisters, God has really taken care for it, that Matthew 24, verse 14, is being fulfilled, that this gospel of the kingdom of God is preached unto all nations for a witness. This the Lord has said in the Great Commission, and Matthew has written it down, Mark has written it down, Luke, all have written it down, and we have it in writing. My heart is really touched. God is so merciful and has given us the understanding of his plan of salvation. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts for it. But once again, the admonition, especially to all the young people, that it really comes to the point that the faith has an effect, an impact, that the faith becomes the victory which has overcome the world in you, in me, that the power of God is working in the redeemed in such a way that we cannot resist anymore, bringing just the glory to the Lord God, experiencing our preparation under the preaching of the word, but also at home, in the family, at your profession, wherever you are, that we just take it to heart, that the Lord has said, I am with you all the days, not only Saturday and Sunday in the meetings, but all the days in the everyday life and wherever you might be. Take this word with you home, that it becomes reality in all of us, beginning with the young people, that with all of us it becomes by grace to the point that everything has become new, that the enemy has no right anymore on us, and that by the grace of God that we can resist the enemy, and that we can place ourselves upon the ground of faith, and that we can testify the faith in the finished work of redemption is the victory which the Lord has given unto me by His grace. If we learned this from, if we take this home from this meeting, and also all the places from the book of Revelation, and all the overall view of the plan of salvation of God, if we really take it to heart, what was said tonight, including what everything included, then we just have to thank Him, saying to the Lord once again, saying, Lord, work in me by the power of your blood, work in me by the power of your word and of your spirit, work in me so that you will can take place in me and through me, and that the faith, as the scripture says, that it becomes the victory in me which has overcome all the worldly things. As written, don't love the world, neither what is in the world, because the world perishes with its lust. But he who does the will of God, he remains forever. Let us take it to heart. Let us take it home from this meeting. Let us repeat it. Let us repeat it by prayer. Let us thank the Lord for it, that the perfect redemption has taken place in us and through us. Perfect deliverance from all bondages, from all bad habits, from everything what enslaves you, because the Lord has come to set the captives free, to give us perfect salvation, perfect redemption, perfect forgiveness by His grace. And let us say it openly and freely, if that becomes true in us, that we can say, beloved Lord, this faith which you have given me has become the victory which has overcome the world in me and around me, then we can cry out with all our hearts, come soon, Lord Jesus. Then we will be in conformity and say, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he that heareth it, let him say, come. May this day be the day which the Lord has made for us. May not only renewing take place, the renewing of our hearts and of our lives has been taking place today. To our Lord be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing Just As I Am. Just as I am. Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Once again. The call was given, I come. Should young people be in our midst and some newcomers, just feel free, come to the front, together we will pray, trusting the Lord, and He will bring it to pass, that God's word becomes and accomplishes in us by grace for what it was sent for. Let us sing, Only Believe, and then come to the front. Whoever would like to come, please come. Only Believe. Beloved, you who have come, remember what is already written in the prophet Isaiah. And even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. And what is written in Psalms 103, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We have heard the call. We have come. Please, let no other thought come up in you. We are in the presence of God. The Lord ordained this meeting that people are coming to Him especially the young people, that together pray with you, and that you mean it honestly and sincerely. If it is like this, say amen. Say amen. Please. It is written, he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's impossible to experience the salvation personally without to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Receive me. It's impossible without saying it. No man can be saved with his closed mouth. It's impossible. He who confesses me before the people, him I will confess before my heavenly Father. It's really necessary in prayer, by faith, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, Beloved Lord, forgive me. Be merciful to me. Just as it is around your heart. Now, let us pray together. Pray all with me. Pray all with faithful Lord. We are coming in your presence. I come just as I am. As I am. Be merciful to me. Forgive me. Pray, pray. Pray. Pray, all of you. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for deliverance. Pray for the redemption. Pray. And then we thank the Lord together. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Oh God. Work. Move in a mighty way. Work in a mighty way. Beloved Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. All of you. Pray. Pray loud. Open your mouth. Thank the Lord. Call upon his name. Hallelujah. Praise, glory, and honor. Thank the Lord for the redemption, for the forgiveness, for the grace, and for the salvation. Tell it to the Lord. Thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. 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 My Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Receive it by faith. And time and again, point back to this day. Today, you have consecrated your life to the Lord. You received forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace, and salvation. You accepted it. You can say loudly, the Lord has helped me on the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to ask, remain in prayer, whether our two sisters have a fitting song which they can sing now. A fitting song which fits to that what is happening now. We are opening our hearts. We are joined with the Lord. And afterward, I would like to ask our beloved brother from Montreal to come and to pray with us. And then I would like today ask whether Brother Bischof Hempel is today in our midst. Where is Brother Bischof Hempel? After we prayed,
our beloved brother from Montreal,
has prayed, just come, plus then come also and say a few words then. Sing a song. Abide in prayer.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort.
The bridegroom is coming. Remember his word.
Wacht immer vor.
You redeemed, watch. Watch. Every hour.
An jedem Ort.
At every place, watch.
Wachet, der Herr kommt.
The Lord comes soon. Watch.
Wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen.
Diligently praying and watching until you appear, until we see you,
und dir
until we meet you in the air.
Der Bräutigam kommt,
the bridegroom is coming. He is faithful until the end.
Über Großes, der eins gesetzt,
he who is faithful
der kommt
will receive all
wir promises. In Bereitschaft stehen.
Lord, we want to be ready.
Eifrig sein.
Lord,
im Wachen und
diligently
im
we want to pray and watch
du
until you appear,
bis wir
until
sehen,
we see you,
und dir entgegen
until we meet you in the air.
Der Bräutigam kommt,
the bridegroom is coming
Braut,
and fetches his bride,
die sich auf Erden schon im Vertrauen,
which is joined already now on the earth with him, which has waited for him every hour.
Amen.
Watch and pray.
Lord,
we want to be ready, diligently praying and watching until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air. Lord, keep us ready. We want to diligently pray and watch until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air.
I will pray first, and then you will pray.
Lord Almighty God, I thank you with all my heart that we can experience this day. I thank you for all who have come to the front. Beloved Lord, you yourself said that we should preach the forgiveness of sins among all nations. Please receive it today by faith. Accept it. That the Lord has forgiven you your sins as sure as he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. You are redeemed. You are called and chosen to be the children of God. Receive it and accept it by faith. And thank the Lord for it. Abide here. Remain here. We will ask our brother now.
Father in heaven,
unser Vater im Himmel,
we are in your holy presence.
Wir sind in deiner heiligen Gegenwart.
As your children,
als deine Kinder,
redeemed by your precious blood,
erlöst durch dein kostbares Blut.
Tonight you have sent your word.
Heute Abend hast du dein Wort gesandt.
And we love your word.
Und wir lieben dein Wort.
We respect your word.
Wir respektieren dein Wort.
We believe your word.
Wir glauben dein Wort.
And our faith is our victory.
Und unser Glaube ist der Sieg. Amen.
Bless okay. Everyone.
Segne jeden
who answer to your call tonight.
Die deinen Ruf heute beantwortet haben.
Oh Lord,
O Herr,
holy be thy name.
Geheiligt werde dein Name.
Bless these souls.
Segne alle Seelen.
And your word.
Und dein Wort.
Is the bread.
Ist das Brot.
Our daily bread.
Unser tägliches Brot.
For our souls.
Für unsere Seele.
Thank you for this night.
Danke dir für diesen Abend.
Your victory is our victory.
Dein Sieg ist unser Sieg.
And we have overcome the world.
Und wir haben die Welt überwunden.
By the faith in your word.
Durch den Glauben an dein Wort.
Bless our precious brothers.
Segne unsere geliebten Brüder.
Bless your bride everywhere.
Segne deine Braut überall.
Thank you for everything, Lord.
Danke dir für alles, Herr.
We have asked you
in Wir bitten Jesus' holy name. In Jesu heiligem Namen.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. Where is our brother Bishop Hampton? Where is he? Let him come. Das ist ein ganz alter Freund, an old friend.
This is an old friend of mine.
From Nigeria.
From Nigeria. I was many years ago there. He had it upon his heart to be in Krefeld.
God bless you. Just give greetings. No sermon, just greetings. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for the life of our brother Frank.
Ich danke dem Herrn für das Leben unseres Bruders Frank.
For living according to the word of God up to today.
Dass er gemäß dem Wort Gottes glaubt bis heute.
We have seen people start somewhere and come to the middle of it, they give up and twist to another place.
Und wir haben gesehen, dass Leute begonnen haben, aber in der Mitte irgendwie wieder durcheinander wurden.
But he has never turned away or twisted to another side.
Aber er hat niemals den Weg verlassen.
And I will say, God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
And those who have given their life to Christ today.
Und ihr, die heute euer Leben Christus
I want you to hold tight. Christ.
Bitte haltet fest an Jesus Christus.
I gave my life to Christ 1962 in February.
Im Februar 1962 habe ich mein Leben dem Herrn geweiht.
As a Muslim.
Ich war ein Muslim.
But I thank God I have never neglected to have Jesus Christ
Aber
as my Savior.
Aber ich danke dem Herrn, dass ich meinen Herrn nie seitdem verleugnet habe.
And the Lord is blessing us in Ghana.
Und er auch in Ghana, ja.
Yeah.
Der segnet uns in Ghana.
West Africa.
In Westafrika.
Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you and God bless you. Amen. Amen. Jetzt bitten wir noch einmal.
Now we ask Brother Schmidt to come and to thank. And all who would like to be baptized tomorrow after the service, there's the opportunity given. Great God, we thank you for the time and for the hour in which we can appear in your presence. We thank you that your word still accomplishes for what you are sending it for. We have it here before us. Lord, we ask you Let it be not in vain. Let the seed which was sown, let it come up. We ask you, Lord, give each one of us the grace to open their mouths, giving you the glory and the praise. For Lord in heaven, alone then you will answer from heaven, because you said, everything what you will ask in my name, this I will give. Thank you, Lord. You are giving redemption, deliverance, healing, grace, salvation. Lord, be with us. Be with them who have said a yes to you and to your word. Also in this hour, bless us at this place, all who are present, and also everywhere who are listening or watching online throughout all the world and to the ends of the earth. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that you have confirmed your word and not the interpretation, but you have given us your word. Thanks be unto you for everything. Amen. Brother Branham's favorite chorus, I love him, I love him. Let us sing it. I love him, I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Hallelujah be praised.